Good afternoon. I call this special meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It's 1 o'clock on February 22nd. I'm Commissioner Julie Fedorchak. Also present with me are Commissioner Randy Christman and on the phone, Commissioner Brian Crotchis. So we have a quorum. I don't have any opening comments. Do you, Randy?
I do not, thanks.
Okay. Brian?
I do not.
All righty. Then we will get moving. We just have one item on the agenda, and it's in my portfolio, so I will go ahead with that. I move the commission approve the removal of topsoil during the winter by One Oak Bakken Pipeline LLC at the Big Gulch pump station site using the methods specified in the February 19th, 2021 and February 22nd, 2021 filings in One Oak Bakken Pipeline LLC pump station additions, McKinsey and Dunn County siting application case number PU-20-18.
Second.
Thank you, Randy. So this is a pump station that's being added to a pipeline to significantly increase the capacity of the existing pipeline. And the company discovered a new method for removing topsoil on frozen ground. It sounds kind of promising. Staff has reviewed it, and they feel comfortable with it. And I have heard about it through staff, and it sounds like a pretty good potential option. So I think it's worth trying, as it will possibly help safely extend the construction season a bit for projects like this. So I am comfortable with this motion and look forward to supporting it.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Excellent. That's it for the agenda, and we don't have any other items, and so we can't do any other official business, but I would like to bring up one scheduling item, and that is we had talked about, and Pamela, are we still trying to get the meeting? Okay. So last week in the legislative discussion, we talked about having a meeting to discuss 2313. That is the bill where there's been a variety of different amendments, and now it's been turned into a study for the Transmission Authority on the grid, the overall North Dakota electric grid. There are some amendments that we have also proposed that majority leaders kind of like and would like us to pursue and work through the utility stakeholders group to see if they have objections or if there's concerns that can be mitigated ahead of time. They'd like to potentially add this as an amendment to the bill in the House when it gets over there. And so we were looking at trying to get a meeting together tomorrow, and I know Pamela's been trying to coordinate with both of you to see if you'd like to be there. I think Randy has expressed interest in that. And Brian wanted you to also have the opportunity to do that. And then we'll hopefully be able to find the time to sit down tomorrow for that discussion. So, Pamela, have you talked to either of them? Do they know the potential time? Okay. What time did I give you? Didn't I say?
Yes, you said.
Or the windows?
Between 8 and 1, except for 9 and 9:30.
That's how my schedule looks. Yeah. So, how about you guys? Would you be able to tomorrow?
I didn't understand who this is even a meeting of. I thought originally at one time we were talking about a meeting of us.
No, with Carly. Meeting with them.
Okay.
They're the ones we need to talk to see what we talked about it, all of us together. I mean, we can share our concerns with the two if we have them, but we haven't talked with industry. So that's who it's with. And if she wants to bring any of her members directly as well.
So it'd work for me
tomorrow morning. Okay. Brian, how about you? Is this something you want to participate in by phone? I understand you'll probably be remote still.
Yes, I will be remote tomorrow. And somewhat humorous note, because I could use that when I mentioned the word remote, there's a little 19-month toddler who immediately wants to watch Sesame Street. So that was a tactical error on my part.
Better get with it.
So I would say schedule it, and if I can, I'll do everything I can to make it. And with the uncertainty on my end, one time is as good as another.
Okay. Sounds good. So we'll maybe look at, let's see, maybe 9:30.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
And then, is there a nap time that would work better, Brian?
No, it's not that. It's just some other moving parts to this right now. So
okay.
I think it'll probably be okay.
All right. All right. We'll go ahead and say 9:30, and we'll connect you remotely if it works out. And it'll be in the hearing room. All right. With that, I don't have any other items, and we are adjourned.